Welcome to episode 13 of Physicians Beyond the Bedside. Today we are going to be discussing the Master's in Public Health degree. The Master's in Public Health degree is a degree which many physicians complete. We are going to talk about the job outlook for physicians with a Master's in Public Health and the general curriculum of an MPH program, as well as the types of MPH programs that exist, how long the investment of your time will be to complete the Master's in Public Health, and certain jobs that you would be extremely qualified for once you have completed the Master's in Public Health degree. We're also going to talk a little bit about when you should get an MPH, at what point in your career, and some of the best schools in the country for getting an MPH from, based on a combination of factors that we will talk about in the show today. We'll also spend a little bit of time talking about the key differences between the MBA, the Master's in Public Health, and the Master's in Healthcare Administration. So I'm glad that you've joined us for our show today. I think that you'll find some real value in this conversation. So let's get started. Hello and welcome to another episode of Beyond the Bedside. I am your host, Dr. Norm Chapin. Beyond the Bedside is a podcast that will help you find a non-clinical role and take your career in new, rewarding, and sometimes unanticipated directions. I'm very happy that you are here to learn about opportunities beyond the bedside. So let's talk about the Master's in Public Health degree. The Master's in Public Health degree is a skills-based degree, non-thesis degree that trains students to protect and improve the health of populations. The outlook for physicians completing an MPH has really never been better. There's a tremendous focus on public health. Healthcare organizations are focused more and more on reducing disease, preventing illness in ways that we have not seen in the past. I think this is reflected in the number of students who are currently pursuing dual degrees, MD, MPH degrees. The number of students has increased over 400% between 2010 and 2018, going from 149 MD, MPH students back in 2010 to over 790 in 2018. This data was published in Dual MD, MPH degree students in the U.S., Moving the Medical Workforce Towards Population Health, was published by the Public Health Reports, and I'll include the link to this information in my show notes. There was also a rise from 1.1 to 3.6% in that same period of time, comparing MD, MPH students as a percentage of the total MPH students. So over 3.6 of MPH students are now MD, MPH students. And overall, public health degree conferrals have increased by more than 300% in the last 25 years, and the number of schools offering graduate fields of study in public health has quadrupled in that same 25-year period. So what is the general curriculum of a master's in public health program? Well, generally, the curriculum is very focused on health-related topics. So environmental health, health policy and management, socio-medical sciences, epidemiology and biostatistics are included in the curriculum, as are population health and family health. Determinants of health are also taught in the curriculum, including social determinants, biological determinants, and the environmental determinants of health. A large amount of the curriculum will often be focused on public health policy, and many master's in public health degrees will have a practicum or some applied practice experience, which allows the student to be engaged in hands-on learning related to public health, prevention, etc. For physicians, this may give them an opportunity to work within a healthcare organization or a community organization of some type of non-for-profit, to complete their practicum within their own community. It's one thing to look at when you're looking at a program for a master's in public health. The types of MPH programs that exist, the structure is similar to what we've seen in Masters for Healthcare Administration, Masters in Business Administration curriculums. There's certainly the traditional on-site learning. Most universities will offer that type of curriculum for physicians who live near a university and don't have a tremendous amount of travel time, or they can take a sabbatical from their practice for several months at a time. There are some physicians I know who have taken a two-year sabbatical and completed a traditional master's in public health or master's in business administration course. But there are also programs that are designed to be completed online or programs that are designed to be executive programs for working professionals such as physicians, which can be taken advantage of. In general, a master's in public health, if you're doing it full-time in a traditional model, will be completed in approximately 24 months. Most programs are between 45 and 60 credit hours, depending on the school that you look at. And most require that you have the program completed within 36 months, even if you're going part-time. I have seen some executive programs and some online programs that advertise that you can complete their program within 12 to 20 months. Most of these are giving executives or healthcare professionals some credit for some of the training that they have already taken, or they're compressing some of the classroom training into significantly fewer hours, even though they're granting the same number of credit hours. So let's talk a little bit now about what jobs you can be qualified for. Why would you want to get a master's in public health? Well, as I said, and we'll talk a little bit more about this in a few minutes, but a master's in public health really appeals to physicians because it involves an aspect of healthcare that many of us are interested in, and that is, how do we reduce the burden of disease in entire populations? Many physicians enjoy tremendously one-on-one contact with a patient, but oftentimes the issues of disease within a population is very apparent to us as we treat individual patients. We see the impact of diabetes in entire populations. We see the impact of smoking, and we see the impact of lack of access to good nutrition in children daily when we are practicing medicine. And fixing those problems and engaging and finding solutions for those problems is very appealing to a large subset of healthcare professionals, not just physicians. But the types of jobs that you'll be especially well qualified for after completing your master's in public health include healthcare administrator, especially administering programs that are specifically focused on public health problems, epidemiologist, because of the type of training and the focus of the curriculum, you're very well suited to look at epidemiology and try to understand how disease occurs in large populations. A lot of social and community service managers have masters in public health, as well as physicians who want to serve in community-based organizations or public health agencies, county health departments, state health departments. Organizations like that are very well suited to a physician or healthcare professional that has completed an MPH. There are many public and private healthcare organizations, like hospitals, that also realize the value of employing physicians who have completed this additional training and focused on the types of educational curriculum that are included in a master's in public health. Health insurance companies are another example of large companies in many cases that employ physicians or healthcare professionals with masters in public health. Obviously, elite residency programs that are related to community and public health, the CDC and other governmental agencies are always looking for healthcare professionals with a degree such as a master's in public health. Research, both clinical or bench research, are especially well suited for physicians with an MPH. And there are also opportunities within organizations that focus on international health issues and health policy. So these are all examples, and believe me, this is not an inclusive list of all of the potential jobs that you could find yourself being strongly considered for when you complete your master's in public health. The one thing I will say, too, though, is that don't ever let a job description that states there's a requirement for this degree or that degree dissuade you from applying. If you're interested in a position and you don't have all of the prerequisites at this time or requirements, many companies are willing to hire you based on your passion or your interest for that work and will also help design a way to create the pathway for you to complete your degree. Sometimes this even includes tuition assistance, for example, or giving you 2 or 3 years in order to complete your degree, as long as they see that you are working towards that degree. I have a special offer for you today. I have created a list of the top 10 skills physicians need to be maximally effective in leadership roles. The skills I included on the list have been studied and found to increase the effectiveness of leaders in all organizations. You need to cultivate these skills when you assume a leadership role. Physicians are leaders not only in clinical settings, but in non-clinical settings as well. These skills will benefit you, whether you are at the bedside or beyond. Please visit my website at beyondthebedside.net/top10leadership skills for your free copy of this excellent resource today. I will also place a link to this resource in the show notes. Feel free to click on that in the show notes below. So let's talk a little bit now about when you should get your master's in public health. And if you've listened to my podcast and listened to the podcast that I did on the master's in business administration, my advice on this is pretty much going to be the same. I think you should get the master's in public health at a point in your career when you are sure that that is the degree that is most well suited to you and well suited to your career goals and your interests. Only getting the degree when you're sure that this will further your career. I do see many physicians who make that decision as they start medical school. They know that they want to focus on healthcare policy or research, and I think that's great. But most of my audience already has their MD degree, and they're looking to see what type of degree would be best suited. And I think that really is the time to make the decision to pursue the career. And the decision of which of these degrees you get is really based on the type of career you want to pursue. So the master's in business administration, for example, is thought by many people to be a more flexible degree. It focuses in general on a broad range of business topics and generally prepares physicians to enter into business type roles. If you are interested in becoming the CEO of a hospital or the CEO of a health insurance company, if your role is to move into operations in a healthcare organization of some type, or if you're interested in running a large physician medical group or a physician organization of some type, the MBA would generally be considered to be a more appropriate degree for that type of role. It really focuses on the business side of healthcare. There are healthcare-focused MBA programs, such as the one I attended at the University of Tennessee, Physician Executive MBA, and it was a combination of the MBA curriculum specifically focused and tailored towards solving healthcare problems. Most employers think of the MBA as more prestigious, perhaps, more difficult, and if you are looking to move into non-healthcare arenas and non-healthcare business arenas specifically, the MBA will resonate in that type of a job market to a greater degree than a master's in public health or a master's in healthcare administration. The master's in public health, as we've already discussed, is very focused on public health, disease prevention. Your healthcare experience actually gives you a leg up in getting into a master's in public health degree because you have background that is considered to be completely and highly aligned with the program and what the program is going to teach you. And you're going to be able to understand the real world problems in a very different way than someone who is coming from a non-healthcare related environment. The master's in healthcare administration, the third degree that I was going to focus on, is in many ways like an MBA that is specifically tailored for healthcare. I think that the MBA has tried to redesign itself for healthcare professionals, but the master's in healthcare administration is specifically designed for people who want to pursue a degree that will prepare them for taking on a role in hospital administration or healthcare administration of some type. And so there is a blend of understanding health policy, for example. There is a tremendous amount of finance and business-related topics in their curriculum. So there certainly isn't the same emphasis in an MHA on epidemiology, disease prevention, and healthcare policy, with the exception as of how it relates to a running an organization. But it's not really designed for people who want to change or influence healthcare policy on a regional, state, or national scale. So let's talk a little bit about the best schools for getting a master's in public health. There are numerous organizations that rank all sorts of master's programs and bachelor's programs. I referred to the company called College Rank. It ranks programs based on three parameters: what the average postgraduate salary is of someone who is conferred a degree in a master's in public health or in any degree that they're looking at, the institutional accreditation status, and affordability. And the postgraduate salary makes up 40% of their calculation, and accreditation and affordability are each 30%. So I'll include in my show notes the link to collegerank.net, as well as several other national well-known organizations that rank master's in public health programs. But according to CollegeRank in 2020, University of California at Berkeley was the number one ranked MPH program in the country, followed by Harvard at number two, the University of California at Los Angeles, number three, Yale was number four, and then University of Washington on their Seattle campus was number five, Texas A&M, number six, University of North Carolina in Chapel Hill was number seven, Columbia University, eight, University of Utah was number nine, University of Minnesota was 10, and I had to include number 11 here because it was the University of Michigan in Ann Arbor, and I wanted to include a Michigan school, so I included that as number 11. So in summary, the Master's in Public Health degree is an excellent degree for physicians who are seeking a non-clinical role that allows them to focus on population health, public health policy, public health research, and many other healthcare-related roles. If this is the type of role that you're looking for and you're interested in, you should really seriously consider exploring a master's in public health degree. Secondly, you can design a master's in public health to fit into many different situations and roles by virtue of the full-time option, part-time, or online, and the hybrid programs that exist for employed professionals. And I forgot to mention earlier, there are many MPHs that subspecialize to help you focus on specific knowledge areas that you know you want to be part of your role going forward. So 2 weeks ago, we talked about the pharmaceutical companies. You would be able to design an emphasis in your MPH program that would focus on specifically knowledge that might help you more if you were going to be working in a clinical research area for a big pharmaceutical company and doing that type of work. So all of those types of things are options for you. You're going to complete your degree after 1 to 3 years, depending on the type of program and how many hours a semester you can apply to it and whether or not you can take time off from work to do it with assistance from your employer or if you have money saved up that would allow you to take a sabbatical. And don't forget that if you are currently employed by a large healthcare organization or a medical group or a health plan, many of those types of employers will offer tuition assistance, even for professionals, even for healthcare professionals, and you should really explore that option. Many times they will require that you remain employed by them for a period of years to quote unquote pay back that investment or buy it out if you decide to accept another position before the end of that period expires. Well, I hope you've enjoyed the show today. I enjoyed talking with you about Master's in Public Health degree, and I will look forward to having you listen into future episodes. That concludes our episode for today, episode 13 of Physicians Beyond the Bedside. Thank you very much for joining me today as I discussed the Master's in Public Health degree and the value that it may provide to you. Please don't forget to subscribe to my podcast, Physicians Beyond the Bedside, using your favorite podcast player or by going to my website, and clicking the subscribe button. My website again, the URL for my website is physiciansbeyondthebedside.com. I still have the top 10 leadership skills physicians can develop available. I'm including a link in the show notes for today's show, but you can also go to my website and download the top 10 leadership skills from the website. Also, don't forget that I have created a private Facebook page. If you go to Facebook and search Physicians Beyond the Bedside, you will find it there. Simply ask the administrator to allow you to join the group. I will be posting some information there from time to time that I think will provide some additional value to you and supplement some of the topics that we have discussed on the podcast. Also, I would appreciate it if you have any comments, suggestions, criticisms, or thoughts about future content for the show, please visit my website, physiciansbeyondthebedside.com. Go to the contact page and fill in the comments there and include your contact information so that I can reach out to you. I hope that all of you will tune in to the episode of Physicians Beyond the Bedside in 2 weeks, episode 14. Please take good care of yourselves and your families, and good luck finding your role beyond the bedside.